We're back here on In Focus News Radio, KMAN. Brandon Peoples chatting here today with members of Manhattan Parks and Recreation here. We're going to talk with Sydney Baker, an aquatic specialist, and Zach Bayless, Supervisor for Arts and Humanities Council as well. Melissa Kirkwood joining us in studio also. It's a busy time for Parks and Rec.
It is. It's, you know, the spring, summer sort of is upon us. So it's very busy, but we wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. Well, let's go to Sydney next here. A lot of people are going to be excited for when the aquatics open up here in town, and that's coming pretty soon.
It is. We this year we're trying something a little bit different. We're going to do a soft opening on Friday, May 24th, so from 6 to 8 for just $1. At any of our three facilities, we'll be opening up for that two-hour time frame, and then we open to the public for our regular hours on Saturday. And that'll be 1 to 6 at Seco, 1 to 7 at Northview, and then 1 to 8 at City.
All right. As far as being staffed, are things looking good right now?
We're looking really good. We hire about 200 seasonal employees every year, and we kind of tried to get a jump on things this season. So right now we're sitting pretty. Our schedules are out. Our staff's excited. We're ready to go.
Is there anything, any new features people can look forward to here in the summer?
Really, as far as features go, Seco added their rock wall last year. That seemed to be a pretty big hit. We did add private lessons on Saturday mornings. So, you know, those families that are already taking part in our group lessons can now take advantage of private lessons, or kids as young as three or adults that maybe want a little bit of extra instruction can take them as well.
And one thing I've been looking forward to here since I moved to Manhattan, I moved here in October. So I've been waiting and waiting for summer to hit here so we can go check out these great aquatic facilities here. And there's three of them in Manhattan, which is just a plus for my family. I have two little kids here. So
yeah.
And so they're really looking forward to it.
We have a lot of water in town.
And every park has a different feature. So, I mean, there'll be similar features at all three, but there's differences in each one. Like Sydney said, the rock wall at Seco was new last year and really well received. And then, we have slides and different features at each facility, but, you know, there's lazy rivers and all sorts of different things and different perspectives for each park.
Now, let's say you've got a family and you guys like to go to the pool a lot here. I see you have season passes. How does that work?
We do. They went on sale last week, actually. And if you're purchasing less than four, then you can buy them online. So you don't even have to bother with us in the office if you don't want to. They're $60. But if you buy four, you also get one free. So buying in bulk is helpful.
Very good. I saw that, next year, and this is kind of off topic here a little bit, but next year school's going to get out a little earlier, possibly here, if the school board approves it. Would you guys be opening any sooner, do you think, next year?
You know, we haven't discussed it yet. That'll probably be on the agenda here in the next couple of months to see what we want to do, but I don't see why it wouldn't be an option.
Definitely a consideration, though.
Yeah.
So maybe something to look forward to next year. We'll see.
One of our pools is heated, so maybe that's a possibility. We'll have to see.
As long as it's not too cold.
Well, very good. What else should we know about here for the summer here? Anything else?
One of the big moves, now that Deb's left, we actually switched Pepalooza from Seco over to City Water Park. So we're going to be able to take on a lot more people and their dogs this year as well. So look for that here on August 11th.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
And if you're not familiar what Pepalooza is, it's the last day that that all our water parks are open. On that Sunday, we open this year now, City Park will host Pepalooza, where pet owners can bring their dogs to swim all afternoon. And we have giveaways and we'll have vendors there that are pet friendly. And it's a really good community-wide event for them. And I think all our furry friends this year are going to go wild because that's much bigger than what we've had in the past. So
very good. Well, as far as annually here, how successful has the Aquatic Center been here in kind of bringing in people?
It's been very good. Our admissions usually we're seeing an increase on a yearly basis. So I think it's just getting more and more attractive to our citizens as well as the people coming in from out of town. We are participating with Splash Across Kansas. It's our state agency with KRPA. So if you're one of those families that likes to travel or you're going out of town on the weekends for sports, they have a season pass this year for $40, and it gets you into 16 different water parks. It gets you two admissions to 16 different water parks in the Kansas area. So that's a great opportunity, too. Our city water park is participating with that.
And I should also maybe mention that there's also rentals available here.
Yeah, rentals are up now, too. You can rent Northview Water Park. We've got hour and a half time slots for $200. So if you've got birthdays or barbecues or anything, those are up online. You can rent online or call into our office, and we'll get you taken care of.
That's something I never thought about.
He said, do you want to talk to them about how they can find out more about the water parks this year with your new social media?
Yeah, we do. We added an aquatics page, so MHK PRD Aquatics. We've got Facebook and Instagram, so if you want to follow up to date, anything to do with water parks, our rules, our ongoings, our closures, we'll have it all. We've got our own pages, so like us on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, and MHKpools.com is the website as well to check out. Thank you so much, Sydney.
Thank you.
Let's talk to Zach Bayless here. He's a supervisor for Arts and Humanities. What do you have coming up here?
So we got a couple of things coming up. First off is the Summer Theater Academy. Parks and Rec has partnered with K-State University to provide a summer theater program for kids ages 5 to 18. It runs through majority of the summer. It starts June 3rd and goes until about July 19th with a final performance on that weekend on the 20th. But it's another option for kids. Last year we had like a half day type of camp, and this year it's kind of grown into a full day. And that benefit with the partnership with K-State is they'll be able to provide some type of a little bit more of expertise with the faculty, staff, and students, providing some type of theater training for the kids that decide to participate in the program.
And who's this open to for as far as kids are concerned? What ages?
Kids 5 to 18.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds great. And this begins later this month, or is that in June?
It begins June 3rd, and actually registration ends at the end of this month on the 27th.
Okay.
So
something to look forward to there.
Yeah.
Well, what else do you have coming up? Do you have Arts in the Park?
Yeah. So we have Arts in the Park. This is we've been going on for more than 40 years. It's a concert series we host every summer that hosts a concert every Friday of the month of June and July. And this month we're really excited about the acts we have going up. On June 7th we have Kelly Hunt. She's a blues artist. June 14th is actually a combined event with Juneteenth Festival. So that'll be going on June 14th and 15th, but we'll be kicking it off with JaVale Roan and Donald Hayes that night about 7:30. June 21st, we'll have Artrageous, and they do performances, singing, as well as artwork while they're singing, so that'll be fun for the whole family. June 28th, we'll have Rock. We'll have G.B. Layton, and he'll be out there. July 5th, we have Tonic Sol Fa. They're an a cappella group.
I've seen them. I'm familiar with them.
They're
pretty good. They're the a cappella, right?
Yep. Yeah, they are very good.
They appeared at a Manhattan Chamber of Commerce banquet probably 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
13, 14. Yeah, I think it was like in 2008, if I remember right.
Well, we're excited to have them.
They're fantastic.
Yeah.
Really fantastic.
July 12th, we got Mikey Needleman, and he was here a couple of years ago as well, and he performed the New Year's Eve bash, if I'm not mistaken, probably about 3 years ago. July 19th, we'll have Aaron Lee Martin come and sing. He's a country folk artist, singer-songwriter. And then July 26th, our last performance, we'll have a Black Jacket Symphony, and they're kind of a cover band for rock and roll albums.
So. Oh. Very good.
Yeah.
That's a nice variety of different kind of music there. And then I haven't been here for obviously a summer in Manhattan, but it sounds like I got some bucket list items to take care of here.
You do. We've got you covered. So another thing with Arts in the Park, what we started last year, we started a punch card. So the more that you come to Arts in the Park, the more chances you have. We have a giveaway at the end of the season at the last concert. And it's local giveaways, but we're thankful for our community for stepping up to do that. But I know that it was really popular last year, and you just come visit the Parks and Rec tent to get your card and to also get your card punched. And at the end of the season, again, you'll be eligible to win prizes.
Very good. That sounds like a lot of fun. I have to commend you guys on the Easter egg money drop. That was fantastic. took the kids out to kind of watch that and see all the kids.
It was our biggest event yet with the Easter event. We had over 4,000 people at the Weefeld Pavilion City Park throughout that day with the Easter egg hunt, the money drop, pancake feed, and activities to engage families to be together and be outside. And that was special and good for the community. So, yeah, thanks. Did you get any money? Did they get any money?
No.
Yeah.
My daughter gets to participate next year, but we watched from the sidelines.
Lots of jumping in the air for that. So it was great, and the Manhattan Fire Department was great in helping us make that happen too. So
that was so cool. And I know you guys had your Trail Talks kind of wrap up.
We did. Our last Trail Talks was this last Thursday. We had an incredible attendance at that event, and we had two other previous Trail Talks all through April and the first Thursday of May. And it was really to engage the public and let them know our prioritization, I can't hardly say that word very well, but of our upcoming, how we are going to improve the trail systems. We have a multitude. We have over 80 projects that we could and will be doing to our trail systems, but we have to prioritize that so that it makes the best sense for the city and for all of our projects that are ongoing that are partners too. So we work together with all of our departments within the city to make that happen, and also private funding that we get through, you know, grants and things like that too. But we will be presenting that Trail Talks at our Parks and Rec Advisory Board meeting, which if you are not aware, we do have a Parks and Rec Advisory Board, and it meets the first Monday of every month at 4:30 at City Hall. So we'll be airing that again today. And then the Trail Talks presentation is on our website if you didn't have a chance to come, just so that you are in the know. And we will be working together with other area agencies to enhance this. So like the Flint Hills MPO is a big partner for us with our trail system. So we know that trails are a very important, if you say kind of park, but it's our trail system. Over 70% of our community utilizes the trails in some way, whether it's for recreation or sometimes it's for transportation. And, you know, sometimes it's just for other things too. We now are doing, you know, some different guided things on the trails sometimes. So, and I know whether you're walking or biking, they're there. We just had our little Apple Pedal, which was yesterday, and we had that on Linear Trail, and it was a family guided bike ride, and had lots of families come out for that too. So,
well, I know the weather's getting better here after we get through this rainy couple days here, but it is May. So.
Yeah. So with the rain, I do have to kind of put this pitch in too. So on our trails, when it has rained, we are asking our community to be very respectful of that if you can. On our soft surface trails, it's not the best idea to go walk on the trails when it's muddy, because it just ruts up our trails and it takes us time to fix that. But we have lots of paved trails too.
All right. Well, thank you guys for all the great information here. What's your website again if people have more questions?
www.mhkprd.com. Visit us.
All right. Cindy Baker, Zach Bayless, also Deb Watkins, Jonathan Mertz. We thank everybody for being here. Melissa Kirkwood as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks C3PO too.
You betcha.
Tomorrow is City Day, City Commission. So we'll have Manhattan Mayor Mike Dodson and City Manager Ron Feer to join us. GMCF Community Hour with UFM and Relate 360 coming up.
KS State Bank wants to be your bank. Find the solution you've been looking for at ksstate.com.